Here you go, glutamic acid. Helps correct personality disorders. You telling me I need more of that? What'd you have for lunch? Besides glucose, glutamic acid is the only compound used for brain fuel. The brain converts glutamic acid to a compound that regulates brain cell activities. L-glutamine is important in alcoholism, craving for sugar, mental ability, impotence, fatigue, epilepsy, senility, schizophrenia, mental retardation, peptic ulcers, and maintenance of a healthy digestive tract. Nobody realizes that the proteins are like head stuff, you know? Gosh, glycine retards muscle degeneration, necessary for central nervous system function and a healthy prostate, prevents epilepsy, has been used in the treatment of bipolar depression. Now here's an interesting note. Too much of this amino acid can displace glucose and cause fatigue. Again, we have a little bit of a hint of why you can't really play amino doctor to yourself, you know? L-histidine is significant in growth and repair of tissues, ulcers, hyperactivity, digestion, and gastric juices. So, carnitine aids in weight loss, decreases the risk for heart disease, and improves athletic ability. I just highlighted the ones that might have some validity to you guys. I mean, it goes on and on, but... let's see, isoleucine stabilizes and regulates blood sugar. You know anybody who has those big energy dips in the afternoon? Stabilizes energy levels. But you have to take it with the correct balance of leucine and valine. And who the heck knows what that is? You know? L-lysine, you know what that one's all known for, right? It's needed for proper growth and bone development in children. Helps calcium absorption and maintain nitrogen balance, ability to fight cold sores and herpes viruses, to aid in the production of antibodies, hormones, and enzymes, to help in collagen formation and in the repair of tissue. It's especially important for those recovering from surgery and sports injuries. Lowers high serum triglycerides. Okay. Methionine assists in the breakdown of fats, prevents the buildup of fat in the liver and arteries, which obstructs blood flow to the brain, heart, and kidneys. This amino acid helps the digestive system, interacts with other substances, detoxifies harmful agents, aids muscle weakness, helps to prevent brittle hair, and is beneficial for all kinds of allergic chemical reactions, sensitivities, and good for osteoporosis. L-ornithine releases a growth hormone that metabolizes excess body fat when combined with the other amino acids. So, okay. L-phenylalanine is often used to treat depression, produces neurotransmitters used by the brain to manufacture norepinephrine, aids in memory, learning, and obesity. Because of its action in the central nervous system, it elevates moods, enables individuals to overcome depression, and decreases the pain associated with migraines, menstruation, and arthritis. Phenylalanine is a good amino. The happy molecule in food is called phenylethylalanine, and it's why women like chocolate. It's like a little morphine. That AFA has got the highest amount of phenylethylalanine that you can get without, you know, hogging down on chocolate. Increases mental alertness, suppresses the appetite, and aids in Parkinson's disease. Proline improves skin texture by aiding in the production of collagen, heals cartilage, strengthens joints, tendons, and heart muscles. I've also had like 3 rotator cuff injuries from snowboarding, and I've never done anything but eat my algae and circle my arms around. I also had my knee bent backwards in martial arts one day when a 180-pound man fell on it, on a mat, so that it bent the knee completely backwards. And I said, oh, that's a big one. Oh, that's serious. Oh, that's never happened before. Oh, my God. Okay. But I don't have health insurance, so I just did what I always do, which is just work out as best I can, do whatever little exercises I could do, and it heals. My body has the ability to heal from everything that my big, aggressive guys do to me without cutting it. And your body has those abilities, too, if it has the right nutrients. Okay? I had a torn ligament on the inside of my knee. What's that? Medial collateral? Whatever. Medial collateral. So tore it up skiing. And, you know, it was like, I don't know, it wasn't 100% torn because it hurt like hell, right? So when it hurts like hell, it means it's only partially torn. But it was a big one that needed to be scoped and done all that stuff. But I don't have insurance, so I just figured I'd heal it. And this was right before I found this stuff. So 3 months in, this is when I intensified my research. I realized, oh, God, I don't have enough folic acid. Oh, but then I need biotin. Oh, I need that. And I'm reading this book. No results. 3 months after I started eating the algae, it was fine. Is this making any sense? Because there was enough of all the cofactors that if you just exercise, which is what they'll have you doing in physical therapy anyway, if you just do the physical therapy, in 9 cases out of 10, if your body has the stuff it needs, it will do the repair because you're strengthening all around it and you're moving blood flow to it. L-taurine. If any of you have epilepsy, anxiety, hyperactivity, and poor brain function, it's a taurine deficiency. But when I overdosed on taurine as one of my experiments, I got kind of aggressive. I swear, man, I was like the mad scientist. Like, what will happen if I stick a drill in my head over here? Just, whoa, mood enhancement. What about over here? Ah, Galil! But anyway, that's what it's like when you play with isolates. You're messing with your chemistry in a strange way. L-tryptophan cures insomnia, helps stabilize moods, is used by the brain to produce serotonin, a necessary transmitter that transfers nerve impulses from one cell to another and is responsible for normal sleep. It helps control hyperactivity in children, alleviates stress, good for the heart, aids in weight control. I mean, could you ask for a better amino acid, right? Enhances the release of growth hormones. The human growth hormone is the secret of eternal youth, okay? Its sufficient amount of B6, however, is necessary for it to work. Anyway, in November of 1989, the Centers for Disease Control reported evidence linking L-tryptophan supplements, mind you, that word supplements, to a blood disorder called blah, 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 and that's when they made tryptophan supplements illegal. But a supplement is a mirror image of a molecular structure. So tryptophan's illegal, but you can still get it from the algae and from certain other foods. But I'm really wanting you to get that, the dangers of artificially manufactured life force, okay? Tyrosine is important in the treatment of anxiety, depression, allergies, and headaches. It aids in the production of melanin, pigment of the skin and hair, and in the function of the adrenal, thyroid, and pituitary glands. It acts as a mood elevator. Ah, suppresses the appetite and reduces body fat. I mean, doesn't that sound like something that people would want? That's pretty cool. Ah, a lack of tyrosine triggers a deficiency in the hormone norepinephrine at a specific brain location, which results in depression and mood disorders. L-valine has a stimulant effect. So I'm done with that. Okay, I really only wanted to read you one more thing. There's one thing that you need to know. Do you remember how everyone was all excited about beta-carotene? So beta-carotene prevents night blindness and other eye problems, skin disorders such as acne. It enhances immunity, heals gastrointestinal ulcers, protects against pollution and cancer formation, protects against colds, influenza, and infections, acts as an antioxidant, protects the cells against cancer and other diseases. This important vitamin also slows the aging process. Beta-carotene aids in cancer prevention, according to recent reports. No vitamin overdose can occur with beta-carotene, although the skin may turn slightly yellow-orange. Now, on the page before that, chemical versus natural. Synthetic vitamins are vitamins produced in a laboratory from isolated chemicals that mirror their counterparts found in nature. So when they did the beta-carotene test for the amazing anti-cancer properties of it, they had to stop the test because the people who were taking the beta-carotene supplements were getting cases of melanoma and cancer. So they had to scrap the whole thing, which is exactly why they made tryptophan supplements illegal. Because indeed you could overdose from a beta-carotene supplement to the degree that you were creating cancers in your body. Hence, a mirror image. But if you were to take real beta-carotene, you couldn't overdose, okay? So I just thought that was important to know. It's like a razor's edge these days. The people who are organic and who are really worried about their health aren't going to get any better because there's just nothing in the foods, unless they're growing it themselves, of course. And the people who are just clumping along in a traditional American mindset keep getting worse, you know? So I think a piece of education was needed in there, that you just have to get it from wild, organic, living substances, which are very few and far between. And then if you're doing that, it doesn't really matter what else you do. So who cares then if I eat regular food that I buy in my supermarket? But what I've noticed is I don't want a lot of food. You know, I don't eat much. Tell me what you experienced when you started doing it.